Lecture 19. We're now going through these classical methods of analytical chemistry. Our first method being gravimetry, which is what you guys have already done a lot of, relies on using an analytical balance. Now remember, this is not a set of scales that people often like to refer to as. It's an analytical balance. There's semi-analytical balances that weigh to milligrams and greater, and then there's analytical balances, which usually these days are point something of a milligram or point zero something of a milligram that they're looking at. So to use a submilligram style balance, you need to run it in a clean environment, no dust on the pan, must be level, so there's always a levelling device on the balance that you check to make sure it's level. The balance bench itself should be made of something like granite, concrete, things like that. So you notice our benches upstairs are made of some sort of synthetic granite type material. It has to be draft free, so often there's a special room where you have balances. When we go to the Cairns Water Lab, you'll see they've got their balance room where they run their balances. And you must calibrate the thing regularly when you're running a proper laboratory, at least monthly, using a standard mass. Now in the olden days, you actually bought standard masses and you put them on the balance pan. You check you've got the value that you expected, otherwise you calibrated the thing. It's a little calibration routine. These days, like the balance I've got, you press a little button. It says calibrate. And what it does, it pushes a little electronic. It pushes a mass electronically in the centre of the balance, weighs the thing, then takes the mass back off again. So it does it all very, very easily for you. Now, our analytical balance is upstairs. Unfortunately, Robbie, I don't know whether it's done monthly or yearly or bi-yearly or something like that. Okay, so it's not quite at that level. But the key is, if you guys are doing these things, you must have calibrated your balance. The gravimetric analysis was widely used in the past as a way of working out, even in a quantitative sense, what material you were looking at in terms of your analyte. These days, it's used in that fashion, but to a much smaller extent. There's lots of more sophisticated pieces of gear that will determine what type of chemical you're looking at. As an example of how these things have been used in the past, though, in 1012, of which Josie's the only person that's actually done it, you may remember, Josie, that we looked at the formation of a metal complex, nickel bis dimethyl glyoxine, which was a red precipitate. Now, this formed when we took the dimethyl glyoxine, which was a chelating ligand, and react it with nickel 2+, and this is a quantitative reaction. So if you've got a aqueous solution containing nickel, you add an excess of dimethyl glyoxine, then you'll precipitate nickel dimethyl glyoxine, which you then collect the solid, dry it, weigh it, and you can then relate the molar mass of this thing to the amount of nickel that's present and relate back to the volume of solution and calculate how much nickel you actually had at the start. So that's the classical use of gravimetric analysis, based on a stoichiometric reaction, weighing your product and going back and calculating how many moles of your analyte you had at the start. So there's a picture of the dimethyl glyoxine, which you can see is a chelating ligand, chelating then through the nitrogen and through the carbons.